very oppressive sort of school. Everybody hated going to school, including me. It was a terrible quality of education, absolutely terrible. You know, one anecdote is that when I was in grade 9, I had a science teacher who knew nothing about science, absolutely nothing. And we'd start off the science lesson and he'd recite this thing he called the science prayer that he had composed. And it was basically like, you look at nature and you see the works of God in nature. Then the science lesson would start, and the science lesson would consist of learning off the textbook by rote. And then he would test us whether we could learn it off by rote, and he'd say, boys, if you know the whole textbook off by heart, you can't help but pass the exam. And if anybody asked him a question, he couldn't answer it. The way he'd handle it is he'd put them down. So he always had the same answer. So they'd say, you know, sir, why is this? And he'd say, child, why does sugar dissolve in water? Because it does. And that's it. So it was terrible, absolutely terrible. So anyway, that sort of education actually put me off everything at school. I didn't want to study any of this stuff. But then when I got to the last year or two of school, I think I decided that if I was going to get anywhere, I really had to go and learn myself, and I was going to learn it from these men. And I think I sort of took control of it all well enough to get into University of Queensland, the one that used to be across the river. Anyway, I decided I was not going to study anything I did at school. I wanted to do something totally different. So that's one of the reasons I went into psychology. And another influence, I think, on that was my brother, who's 13 years older, he studied to be a teacher. And he had this book called Theories of Personality, Hall and Lindsay, I think it was by, gave me this book. And I read this, and this is really great. This is really interesting stuff. So they were important influences then to get in and study psychology. Once I got to the University of Queensland, and nobody cared what you did, you didn't have to turn up to classes, you didn't have to do the assignments, you didn't have to do any study if you didn't want to, I thrived. I thought it was wonderful, and you could question everything, and I thought, this is great. You know, instead of being punished for it, they thought it was wonderful. So it was a great environment. So although I did well at school, I did much better at university than I had at school. John Bain was my honours supervisor. He became professor in education at Griffith University afterwards. Okay. I did some projects on memory with him, which did actually get published in Memory and Cognition. So it's one of the first things I published.